Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. My name's Sarah, I'm the vicar. It's great to welcome you to this live stream service. It's Sunday the 15th of March and in the UK, it's Mothering Sunday. So, St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, as you know, but we do have members of our community spread across the world in some other countries as well. We hope that you'll enjoy having time being with God and having time together. However you've found us, whether you're with us live on the internet or on catch-up, whether you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, whether you're listening on the phone, whether you're a regular visitor or whether you've just stumbled upon us, you are welcome here. This week, with it being Mothering Sunday, we'll think about mothering for sure, but some other wider themes perhaps of family and steadfastness and commitment. Now, if you choose to put your names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. No pressure, but if you want to, then we will try and say hello to you. And it's a good thing if you can try and stay with us to the end of the service. Heather's taken some wonderful photos this week, as well as preaching superbly. So be nice to have you with us. Service will last about 25 minutes. And so I hope we all get to do that together. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up was Richard. Good afternoon to everyone, he says. Richard, so lovely to see you this morning in St. John's as ever. So lovely to see you on the live stream just now. Addy, who also was with us in the morning. Hi, Addy. Hi, everyone. Addy says the sunshine from this morning seems to have turned to showery rain. Yep, that's true. It does. But it was so lovely to see you in St. John's. And I thought we had a real good time this morning. Hopping over to Northern Germany, to Lübeck. And we have Bjorn. And Bjorn says, good afternoon, everyone. Good to be with you again. Yeah, it's great to have you with us, Bjorn. It really is. And I hope the weather is slightly turning for you as well. Because it gets cold in the UK where we are. But I think it gets colder in Lübeck when it really wants to. Mary joins us from Gloucestershire. No. I would say Shropshire. No, it's not, is it? Somersetshire. It's Somerset, isn't it, I think, Mary? Anyway, lovely to have you with us, Mary. It really is great to see you out and about occasionally as well when we bump into each other. Peter says hello. Good afternoon, Peter. Thank you for locking up yesterday. Thank you for picking up pieces off the floor. Thank you for your email. Great to have you with us. And we have Heather. Hello, everyone. Happy Mothering Sunday. And happy Mothering Sunday to you as well, Heather. It's good to have you with us. So, hello to Ruth, who's recovering at home. And hello to Janet, who is recovering, I think, at home. I hope at home. Anyway, it's great to have both of you with us on catch up. Once again, very special welcome if you're listening on the phone. So hello to Iris, Jane, sometimes Jane's friends, and to Ivy, Marilyn and Helen. Each of you are all welcome. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and God's love for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a short time to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for Mothering Sunday, and it's read for us today by our organist, Philip.
God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself. Strengthen us in our daily living that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from St. John's Gospel. It's just a short one, and it was recorded and it's read for us today by Janet, who sings in our choir.
John 19, verse 25. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
Now here's Heather with her address.
Today we're celebrating Mothering Sunday. It's a day when we pause to give thanks for mothers and for those who have nurtured and cared for us. We remember love expressed in quiet ways through encouragement, patience, sacrifice, and faithful presence. Yet our gospel reading takes us to a very different place. It brings us to the foot of the cross. In the Gospel of John, we're told that among those standing near the cross are Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the disciple whom Jesus loved, traditionally considered to be John the Apostle. In the midst of suffering, Jesus speaks to them. To his mother he says, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that moment, the disciple takes her into his home. Even in his final moments, Jesus is attentive to relationship and responsibility. He entrusts his mother to the care of another, and he entrusts the disciple with a new role in his life. It is a moment of love, but it is also a moment of calling. Neither Mary nor the disciple asks for this role. It is given to them. Mary is called to receive a new son, and the disciple is called to become a son to her. A new relationship and a new responsibility are created through the words of Jesus. Throughout the Gospels, calling often comes in unexpected moments. Fishermen are called while working by the sea. Tax collectors are called at their tables. And here, at the foot of the cross, a disciple is called simply to care. This reminds us that the call of Christ isn't always dramatic. Sometimes it is simply the call to care for one another. There is another important detail in this passage. Mary and the beloved disciple are standing near the cross. Many others have fled, but they remain. Their presence is an act of courage and devotion. Sometimes calling isn't about doing something extraordinary. Sometimes it's about simply being there, standing beside someone in grief, remaining with someone in suffering, refusing to abandon those who need us. The Gospel tells us that the disciple responds immediately. He takes Mary into his home. Through this act, a new household is formed, a new family created through the love of Christ. Mothering Sunday reminds us that family can take many forms. Some of us rejoice in loving families. Others carry memories of loss or distance. Yet here at the cross, we see that care and belonging can be created through love and commitment. This moment also speaks to the calling of the church. Just as the disciple was entrusted with Mary, we are entrusted with one another. We are called to notice those who need support, to offer welcome and to create communities of care. On this Mothering Sunday, we give thanks for those who have nurtured us, and we remember that Christ still calls us to lives of love, faithfulness, and care for one another.
Thank you, Heather. And I thought it was a lovely sermon and a lovely one delivered this morning at St. John's also. So we come now to our time of intercession. And if you've got someone or something on your heart and you wish to put it into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. Obviously, it's a pilot format, so you might like to use first names or initials or think about what you say, but most people manage to get their point over and we will pray during this service. We've promised to pray for and with each other, and as a reminder of those promises, here's a little example of that now.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, let us bring the concerns of our hearts before God, our Maker. Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for all the blessings which are ours, and we thank you for each other in this community. We pray that we would enjoy your blessings and be aware of them and always give thanks for them. We pray for the world you have made, for the places where food is scarce and water is scarce, for the places where climate change has brought more water than can be handled. We pray for those places where crops are failing, those places which are subject to unusually heavy weather. And we ask, O God, that you help us to live gently and well on your planet. We pray for, with Mary, for the people of the Middle East, for all the conflicts there, for the people of Iran, for the people of Israel and the United States caught up in a conflict. We pray for the people of Gaza, of the Holy Land, of Israel in that conflict. We pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for those mindful of states whose might is great. And so we pray for the Uyghurs of China, the people of Tibet and Taiwan and Hong Kong. We pray too for people mindful of the United States of America's power. We pray for the people of Venezuela, Greenland, and Cuba and Colombia at this time. On this Mothering Sunday in the United Kingdom, we pray for those especially who find this Sunday to be difficult. And we pray for all those who have asked for our prayers. And amongst them, Susan and Sylvia, Marilyn, Phil, Leah, Sam and Sue. We pray for for Sophie, for Snow's Uncle David, Celeste's grandfather, Bill, and for Harrod. We continue to commend to God Ollie's grandmother, Jan, and John's nephew, James. And on this Mothering Sunday, we pray. God of love, we thank you for the gift of mothering. We thank you for unconditional love and support, for steely resolve and resilience, for commitment to work and family. We give you thanks for homemakers and engineers, for teachers and for those who use their skills in physical occupations. We thank you for the women who have broken through glass ceilings or moved them aside. We pray for all mothers and for those who mother. We ask for your blessing on all who are unfulfilled and on those whose family relationships are difficult. Enfold us all in your love, O Lord. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us today for this service. Just a couple of notices. We have evening prayer each weekday this week at 5 o'clock. There's the 12 noon Eucharist in St. John's. There's Evensong at St. John's in an hour and a half. Just a heads up for you, after Easter Day, we'll not be having the live stream for the rest of April. It will return again at the beginning of May. We'll give you dates on that as Easter approaches, so you'll get more reminders. Next Sunday is Passion Sunday. We'll be in St. John's at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and at Evensong on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. However you join us, whenever you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you're each very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. We seem to have lost the blessing files. So may God the Father embolden you with his strength. May God the Son walk with you along the way as you walk towards God's kingdom. And may God the Holy Spirit embrace you with her warmth and wildness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end, as ever, with some photos. Heather's taken some lovely ones this week. There's a couple I've snuck in from previous weeks that I like, but most of them are from St. John's today. We hope you have a gentle and joyful week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.